Unit 11. Exercise 8.
So after our last conversation, I started wondering which foods are the most sustainable. So I checked it out.
What did you find out?
Mushrooms are one of the most sustainable foods. They have an extremely low impact on the environment. They don't need a lot of water or land to grow.
Mushrooms, yes. And growing them hardly produces any CO2.
Oh, you know that. I like mushrooms. I could eat more of those.
Me too. What else did you learn?
Pulses are also very sustainable. You know, like beans, lentils and peas. You can produce loads of them with very little water. And they don't need human-made fertilisers because they get their nutrients from the air and store them.
Yep. That's why pulses grow really well on organic farms. And that saves resources and protects the soil.
Yeah, exactly. And they're a great alternative to meat because...
Because they're full of plant-based protein.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, sorry.
Mussels are another amazing food.
Yes. They're meaty and tasty. And also high in protein.
I've never tried them, but I understand you can sustainably farm mussels in the sea without damaging the ocean environment. They grow on long lines that reach down in the water, and you don't need to feed them because they get all their nutrients from the seawater.
Yes, that's ocean farming. They grow mussels and other shellfish together with seaweed. Both actually give back to the environment.
Seaweed? How?
Both shellfish and seaweed help reduce greenhouse gases by removing carbon dioxide from the ocean and atmosphere. Seaweed is also really good for you.
I'm amazed that you know all this. I read that ocean farming also supports local economies. It's a seasonal alternative for communities that depend on fishing.
Oh, I didn't know that.